Batzimin Yud Zayin, in the middle of Sif Beis. So let us start again Sif Beis. Noshim Bavodim Pturim, Bimnechi Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grome, and Noshim Bavodim Apotim and Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grome, because Laila loves Man Sitzes. Agor. Mikol Mokim, Imreitim Lootvay Lavorich Olof, if they want to put on a talus and make a broche, or shus biyotam kamay bishar mitzvah sasei shazman gomen, so just like they put on, they take a lulav and bench on the sukkah, and listen to tkiya shofar, even though they're potter, but they make a, they do the mitzvah and they make a broche, so meikar hadin, they can do the same thing by tzitzis, even though they're potter, they can make a broche and wear tzitzis. Now, yesterday I had mentioned that the Dirshu brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that we are speaking about that women, Meikar Adin, can put on a beged, a talus shel mitzvah, and a talus to make a broche. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "Haynu davke b'mokim shematilos tzitzis al simlos shelahem." That means, let's say they're wearing a cape of some sort that enveloped and wrapped in a cape, a woman's cape, that has four corners. So, Meikar Adin, they can be misatif and make a broche. Avalis atif, the talis shalonu also lahem, but to take a man's talis is also shul kli gever alisha. Talis shalonu is a kli gever, and a woman is bachlal not permitted to wear a kli gever. That I mentioned yesterday. It's very mechudishtik. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, because I saw Ma'asif Kola Machnes, he brings down from the Yeshuas Yaakov, and I saw in the Levush also, they both say, Punkt Aker, that's what we are speaking about, that a woman can make a brocha on the talus, is speaking about Punkt Aker, Dafke a similar skever, Dafke a beggar that a man wears, because she wants to go into the chiyuv of a man. A man will never wear tzitzis on a woman's beggar. And she wants to be machnas herself in the chiyuv of a man. So they both say, it is speaking about, very interesting, that what a woman, mi'ikadin, can wear tzitzis and make a broch, is speaking about a beggar shall give her. Okay. Now let's just go a little further. So mi'ikadin, the Ramon says, that the Meikadin are permitted to wear a beged shedalat nafit, my bisham mitzvah sefesh hazman grome, ach merzi kiyu alo. But for a woman to wear tzitzis, it looks like gaive, something, so lachain ain't a little bit tzitzis. Now why does this look more like gaive than taking a lulav or listening to shofar? Because this mitzvah is not a chayva for a man to do. That means lulav is a mitzvah to take a lulav. Sukkah is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So my male, so since it's a chayva on him, so even though she's not mechuyev, she can be machnes herself in the chiyuv and also do the mitzvah with a broche. No, we're talking about a talus kodu. Sure.
Give her a talus
kodu. We're not giving chiyuv of anything. The shayla is if she's allowed to do it. So it says, yeah, so Meikar Adin, she's potter. But now, if she wants to wear tzitzis, she can do it. But it's merzi kiyur, that means if she'll do it, it looks That means if she will show that she wants to be machnes herself in a mitzvah that men are also not mechuyev in, that means no one is mechuyev to put on a beged shel dalet kanafas pri. Puts it on, that is a chiyev. So the whole mitzvah of tzitzis by a man alone is only a voluntary mitzvah. So now, and she wants to show her frumkeit that she's even doing a voluntary mitzvah that a man is not mechuyev to do. It's only voluntary, and she wants to show that she wants to emulate a man. That's called gaiva already. That's
tzachlas.
Yeah, okay, so that's... Okay, that's a good shaila, Michu Basho. Okay, that's but it could be Michu Ben Chachomim. It could be the Chachomim were not happy with what they were doing. Okay, that we have to know about Kaponim Asis, Mechzikiyo. L'chein, Ein Lem Lilbash, it says, Harvein Echayves Gablas. They think they should not do it. Meikah did the Kaperish, Ein Echayv, Lichnas Leitalis, Beishis Chayvetitz. If he's wearing a talis of talis kanafis, then he has to put in tzitzis. But since the whole mitzvah was given on a voluntary oifen, so then to shtel tzu to that it was only given to men and not to women, so then it's mechzik yuaro if they were the machnes themselves. They will emulate the mitzvah of men. Tumtum van Dreigenes. A tumtum van Dreigenes in which the Brewer Mehika then poiskim hold that both are a suffix, suffix negated. Now, so chayovim is suffix, so it's a suffix de reise. That means if they're a zocher, so the chayiv, so the way a beggar should tell it in office, so the chayiv betzitzit. If they're in a cave, the potter, so you say, Sofik de Reise Luchumre, and for the Chayiv to do the mitzvah, the Yishat will be my broche. That means when it comes to the broche, I say, Sofik de Rabon and Lahokul, because the three broches are the Rabon. Perish, now what is the translation of Tumtum van Regnes? Tumtum Leineida im Huzocha in a cave. I don't know if he's a Zocha in a cave. Andreigenes, yes, leizaches, venakles, ontina, Mr. Brewer, and halachity, that also is a topic. What halachit does he have of a suffer in a cave? So, mamele, so now, halachically, so the mechaber paskin, that a tumtum andreigenes, but then it's a suffix to raise a dechaibet, it's a zichapodan tzitzis, to make a brochus, it's a suffix to rabon alok. Zukteremo, olafima shenogu noshim levoich mitzvah eser shazman kerome. That means, but we, the mechaber never had this meaning, the svardim don't have this meaning, but the mechaber holds, a woman does not make a brocha on the tilas lulim, on halal, and all these mitzvahs that say shazman kerome, the mechaber holds, a woman does not make, period. This is Shitas Chabeinu Tam, and this is a minik Ashkenaz, that if a woman wants to make, so let's talk about Lula, so Halul, so according to the Machaba, a woman does not make, she'll take a Lula, but Chas V'Shalom, she shouldn't make a Baruchet. And according to the Ramon, the minik Ashkenaz, you want to take a Lula, you can make a Baruchet. Zok to the Ramon, it's an Ilishai. Well, so he said like this. So he said, for a woman to make a brocha on a talis, because then she can make it. But it's kaivich, she wants to show that she's doing a voluntary mitzvah. So that is kaivich. But now let's talk about a tumtum. He's mechuyev to put on a talis because maybe he's a zocher. So the mechaber said, but don't make a brocha because maybe he's a kaivich. Fine. But according to a minig in the cave, it can also make a brocha. So, fulu, I'm in the cave, I can also make a brocha. Here, there's no gaiva. There's no gaiva. We have a chuyiv to put on the tzitzis. So, there's no gaiva. So Memela, so that this all, according to the Ramah, our minix, he can make a brach also, a tumtum not like it. That's what the Ramah says. Now let us see when the middle of the Mishnah blew. Well, there's but the suffix in the cave, so the potter. We don't know halachically what din they have. So yeah, it's a suffix, so the suffix has to do the mitzvah. But leader is fill in, yeah, 100%. 100%. Same thing, 100%. The Eina Echoivis Kava, now we're up to the Mishnah Rules of Kotnei. Pazem et Taret, Loma Mavochis Anoshim Alula, Pagam Kemitz Vesasei Shez Man Proba, Betiret Shani Hochet, She'ein Echoivis Kava, there's no obligation for a person to wear tzitzit. She'afilu Ish and Olof Chiyam Dereise Liknois Talos Bas Abba Knofis, to purchase a Talos Bas Abba Knofis, Elohim is atheif, chav lasis beitzis. Masha'enkein lulet gabi ish uchayvas gavrim shuchayvas aguf. So therefore, so then, if it's so, she can be mekabel on herself a mitzvah shuchayvas gavrim. Peda. Danan paskine gabi tzitzis chayvas gavrim v'lav chayvas gavrim. Now he just wants to explain this terminology of Chayvus Gavra and Lav Chayvus Gavra has a few meanings. So Gabi other things it's called Chayvus Gavra and Gabi other things it's called Lav Chayvus Gavra. Tavayu Lekula. Chayvus Gavra Lekula, Lemutei Chayvus Mone. That means there's a Mandi Yoma that holds Titzis is Chayvus Abegin. There's a Mandi Yoma that holds if I have a Begin of Titzis in my drawer, I'm going to put tzitzis. If it's my bag, I'm going to put tzitzis in it. The chiyuv tzitzis is not dependent if I wear it or not. If I possess a bag that has dalut nafis, I'm going to put tzitzis on the bag. So we say, no. Chayles gavu, you're only going to put tzitzis if you're going to wear it. If you don't wear it, there's no chiyuv. So there, chayles gavu is a kula. That means you're only going to put on tzitzis if you wear it. So that's a cool. She calls my channel, let me shut out. That means it's no, there's no responsibility on him to purchase a talus. If he has a talus, why should I have scribe? Chayom and Misafik. Now we say a tumtum and androgynous a chayim misafik. Why? The Safik Taira Lechumre. That means he puts on a beggar of Dalit Nafis. He's a Zohar. He's chayim in a Taira to put on tzitzis. If he's in a cave, he's not chayim. So Yizichem Mechuri to put on tzitzis. Can't cost him a day shayse. So that is pshat, what Mechaba says, chayovim misofik the chay, chayovim misofik means the mukhim to put on tzitzis because sofik the chayse lechumra. Fine. Amash mi said the dover shechiyuva irak midarabon. What if he have a beged that's only chay midarabon to go in talish shu'ula achesh loishim yoy? A talish shu'ula achesh loishim yoy. So the mele, it's not my talus. I borrowed the talus. So there's a chiv, if you have a talus, I'm putting in my own. So after 30 days, till 30 days, I can wear this talus without any tzitzis. It's not my talus, I'm not a chiv. I wear this talus for 30 days consecutively, so the 31st day, before you wear this talus, you have to put on tzitzis. Because it looks to everybody, this is your talus, you bought 30 days already, so people are under the pressure, it's your talus, so you have to put tzitzis in. So what is midarabonon? It looks like it's mine, but it's not mine. So I can wear the talus the 31st day without tzitzis, because it's not mine. Midarabonon, but since it looks like it's yours, so you have to put it. So now, let's say we'll speak to a tumtum who puts on a talus shula the 31st day. So, let's go shayla, let's go up. Am I chayim b'tzitzis? So then we'll pass all this holy tzitzis, it's only the rabbona, nirikish shalosh. And you're a tzavik, you don't have to put on tzitzis. And that's the mashmois of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef said the sole reason why a tumtum is high in mitzvahs is because tzavik deraisa lechumra. So we can derive from this, if it's a tzavik derabono, or be bought a take. Kagain ta'ala shulach, is lo yishim yeim, chana b'samin yodalim. Because if he wore the talus consecutively for 31 days, people see him wearing it every day for more than 30 days, so it looks like it belongs to him. No, it looks like it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to him. But to people, it looks like it belongs to him. So he's wearing a beged, his beged was our sister's. So therefore, Chazal said, if you're wearing it for more than 30 days, and to people, it looks like it's your talus, and you're wearing a talus without tzitzit. So Chazal said, "Rabbon, you mechuyav to put on tzitzit on this beged the 31st day, because it looks like it's yours. But this is achiv the rabbon; it's not mine. It looks like, but it's all borrowed. So min ha'toyra impota, but min ha'rabbon, okay, you should put it on. So now, if a tumtum will put this on." So listen, I'm a tzavik b'chal, I'm a chayim. The whole thing is the rabbonim. So then it should come out, the way the Bishayis who said pshat, you shouldn't have to put out tzitzis. Case number one. Case number two, I beg it shechiyuvei rak mitam sofi, because I beg it shechet shepasuach, shechet sheshostum, b'chanal b'sinin yud siv zayim. Now, we have a loch, if you have a beged, if it's roiv posuach, that means the roiv of the beged is open, so that's called dalut knafis, you have to put out tzitzis. Split. If roiv sasum, if roiv of it is sewn together, only a mir, you put out tzitzis. Such a split. Now, what if it's machza? What if it's 50-50? So memela, so there's a suffix, so what is the mechayim and what is the poiter? Is the poiter roiv sosum? So memel of the poiter is roiv sosum. So machzah sosum al bichayim. If the mechayim is roiv posuach, so machzah posuach will be poter. So machzah or machzah is a sofik. I don't know clearly if the poiter is roiv sosum or the mechayim is roiv posuach. So it's machzah a sofik. If you mechuyev to put on tzitzis, we put on tzitzis misof. Now, again, this tumtum is going to put on the tzitzis. He says, wait, I didn't know this of it. Maybe I'm in the cave. So the chayin in these two cases, the halacha should be that he should be potter. Yeah. So he says, I beg you to give a rat mitam sof, I beg you to let him pursue, let him show some, yeah. Hashem leilich by the loy tzitzis. People don't know he said now we're talking about a real talus, so you should put it on Beloy Broche. Even he will lack mishum spake. That what he's putting on the talus al sofik. In Borcha, she made the rabbana zina bolakula. By the kamer simin salat zayim b'mishnebu ma'ase nichtav shem yirtz Hashem kamer klolam b'shem apoyski b'zel. When don't you make a borcha? When you do make a borcha, right?
So the woman is better. She could make a borcha.
We said it's gaiver, but she shouldn't.
Nobody
asked her. Well, no. They asked her. Lulav is not gaiva. We said, look. Good, that's a gaiva. That's not gaiva. Because lulav is a chiyuv by a man. Well, that's gaiva. And she's only doing it to show off. That's gaiva. That means what she really... Well, yeah, no, Al Capone, that's gaiva, because she wants to...
When the legs don't come, shoot at all. she might have been aware of the
That's something else. That the guy says not to go to the shul, a different reason, but not as guide. It's out should be nichshul and averus for us, or should make other people jealous of what you said. But here it's stuck in guide that she's taking on herself something that is not a chi. So that's like she's stretching. Okay. Zachas v'naklus v'gam keitzofik zocher in the cave and a droigenes v'ayim ba'ot v'shachayim v'sheviray mekam akremis v'eskim keim v'aloch edu b'gadol sofik v'ikeman v'am edu b'eri v'chmeyat v'sif gimel kotten ha'yedei l'isateis gimel kotten that knows how to make it an obvious tzotlikach loititzis l'chan choy. What's what the Mishnah Berurah says? Likach loititzis, not likach loititzis, peirish, likach loit, beged, shalt alet nafes, l'hato beititzis, peir l'chan choy b'mitzvah. Now, even though over here, again, this mitzvah is also a mitzvah of a rishus, this is a big chiddush, a mitzvah chinuch. That means the mitzvah chinuch that we are aware of is mitzvah chinuch. That means he's going to become a gadol and we have to do this mitzvah. So we want to be margul him in the mitzvah. Now mitzvah tzitzis, theoretically, of gadol, he also doesn't have to wear a beged of dalet knafis. There's no chiv to wear a beged of dalet knafis. But al kaponim by a man, since we want that when he is a godel, he should wear a beged of dalet knafis, even though he's not mechuyev. So the male says there's a mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanech hakotn that he should, that if he's capable of making it, the father should buy it. A talus and potitzis in it, he should wear it to be mechanech. Right. B'shir talisa, he calls the prima donna, the sin test. Zayin, b'derech chayim, sh'kideres hatef, boi reishe v'ru b'shaloi. That means by this cotton, we don't need a standard shear of reishe v'ru b'shaloi and test. Whatever his reishe v'ru b'shaloi is, ma'sherine b'kot ma'atme, sh'misatame v'god lo piktone. B'im yesh boi zeh ha'shear, so if this cotton has this shear, so he should put tzitzis in this. That means for this cotton, this is his shear. That means he doesn't have to put on a larger beged. So there's a mitzvah schinach, so he should be magulim in this mitzvah tzitzis, and he should make a bracha. Be named by his shear, aim a bracha in Allah. But if it doesn't have a shear, you're going to give to a cotton a beged that doesn't have a shear. That means you're going to give a 9-year-old a beged, which is roishe v'rubay of a 5-year-old. So for him, it's not a shear either. So don't make a broche. Fine. Now, l'chan choy, she should get a tzitzis l'chan choy. Kol zeh dafkin shteiki adayin liyud gimel. That's tafke if he's not bar mitzvah yet. So the chiyuv is al tchinuch. Avol v'yud gimel ve'eilech chayiv b'tzitzis kegodol. But a godol zikha chayiv b'tzitzis. Now, oman shekosav b'droshus mariru b'hilchus nisuyim. Now, there's a droshus mariru that says as follows. Shen lo yagim, the minig is shegam na'orim g'doylim ain mis atven betitzis at shenaisim lehem noshem. That na'orim gedoyle means after the bar mitzvah, they don't wear tzitzis till they get married. V'somcho lehem akro, d'chsiv gedilim tasaloch. V'somach leke yikach ish isho. That's a maril. So the maril says that na'orim gedoyle do not wear tzitzis, amos hatzim the tzitzis, till they get married. Gedilim tasalcho, ki yikach ish isha. Hu davo tamua. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a beretet, da'ach lo yish ish yeyeshi v'botol v'mitzvah tzitzis. Now, let us just stop for 1 minute. These others may have a different gilsa in the maril. And according to this gilsa in the maril, we will understand the Maril beautifully. The Maril, the Shenor, Shegam Norim Gdolim Amis Atvin, the Talis Achenoisim Lahem Noshim. That others have such a gilsa in the Maril. So then we understand what the Maril is saying. And we know that there's Menogim, the Menogim Yekis, Svardim, I think, too, where Titzis, the Bukhrim, Ashkenaz, too. Yeah. Yekis, one second. And, but this, what? That's right. So and that is what the gilsa is. If the Gilsa is, there were two Gilsois in the Maril, I think the Maritzio or someone else says this, it was a Gilsa, Amis Atzen the Talus. Ad She Noisim Lahem Noshim. So Memela, so then it's probably, so then it's very good, so there's no Shverkeit on the Maril. The Mishnebura was Geiris, Amis Atzen Betzitzis. So Tzitzis means Gdilim Tasa Lacho. For the Gdilim, Kikach Ishisha. So then he says it's very modern, it's very nice, it's Lach Ados, that you should be Mafkia from Bochrim, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, that's a double Kamua. That's, I mean, so if you understand the Maril in that way, he says that that's not more. That's right, that's his Tamua. That's his Kasha, the Tamua. That's what he sees. So others say the Maril doesn't mean they shouldn't wear tzitzis. It means he shouldn't wear a talus kotel. Okay, right then. Zman tzitzis aboy gimel sifim. Laila lav zman tzitzisu. That means, this is a Rambam shikim, that by night there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. The imit mi reisa moisoi. The reason it has to be tzitzis are worn bisman ria when you can see the tzitzis. La Rambam, according to the Rambam, kol ma shaloivesh balayla poter apula miyuchad liyay. According to the Rambam, shitim, whatever you wear at night, you wear a talus, you wear whatever you wear, it's irrelevant what type of beged you're wearing. It's the chiluk is when you are wearing it. So kol ma shaloivesh balayla poter. Afilu miyuchad liyayim. Afilu this is a beged that's miyuchad liyayim. Yitehem a talus shel mitzvah wear all day. And I want to wear it at night. You poter because laila's lav zman tzitzis.
So I come home to the talus.
The talus, the talus cotton. So at 6 o'clock is light in the winter, you mean? According to the Rambam, 100%.
100%.
You sleep. We'll talk about this. According this is the Rambam Shita. And according to the Rambam, whatever you wear by day, but if you wear it by yayin, you'll be chayiv b'tzitzis. That means, let's say, according to the Rambam, let's say a person covers himself with a blanket. So, but theoretically, a blanket is a beged shel dalet knofes, and then he's covering himself beged shel dalet knofes. But miyuchad lelayla, now he wants to sleep with it by day also. So, according to the Rambam, he's chayv. If he sleeps it by day, so it's chayv. That's the Rambam. Ula rosh, it doesn't depend on this man. It's the tzuras are beged when the beged is worn. Sus a meyuchad l'layla, sus that one wears at night, kotaf l'layim shebayayim, a pajama, you wear it by yayim, since it's meyuchad l'layla, or a blanket, so it's kotaf l'layim, sus a meyuchad l'layim, ay l'layim v'layim, chaymat l'layim shebayim, so according to the Rosh, you put on a talus at night, we have to make a bracha because of the ksus amiyuchad l'yayim. So now we have a machlokes. The suffix brachas lahakam. Okay. So my male, I'm going to put on a talus at night. Put on a talus at night. So we start making a cheshbon. According to the Rambam, Yepata. According to the Rosh, a talus which you wear by day. According to the Rosh, Yechayim. Now, so if I put on a talus at night, so I shouldn't make a bracha, because according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah. Something broken as well. Okay. Ein leborech elok shleivish bayoy. So you only make a bracha, the two conditions. He's putting it on by day. V'miyuchet gam keilayoy. And it's a beggar that's miyuchet for day. Yeah. So let's see so far the Mishnah Berurah. La Rambam. This is a murder. That means, according to the Rambam, I go out with a talus by night. I go out with a talus by night. I'm wearing tzitzis. According to the Rambam, it's not mitzvah. It's not mitzvah at all. So l'chayre, it should be a masri. The tzitzis should be a masri. You're not doing anything with tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah. And you're going out at night with tzitzis, so it should be a masri. So the Rambam, carrying, because you're not doing any mitzvah at all at night. So the Rambam says, that means a beggar should tell his knofes that he has tzitzis. So even though now I'm not using the tzitzis, but I'll kopon him, it's a noy to the beggar. I can wear this by day. So that means, so this is considered part of the beggar. It's not cold. It's useless now. That means it contributes and it enhances the shimush of the beggar. How does it enhance? Tomorrow I can wear it. So a beggar that can wear by day, Makama Mitzvah is called by night also on the Yad Beggar. I mean, just a stickle ha'ole. I'd like perhaps to mention a second ha'ole. A person goes out, he wears pants, well, and the pants, there's pockets. Now, there's no Erev, he's going out in Shabbos with pants with a pocket. So he's carrying. I mean, there's no, he can't use the pants, maybe he can put things, let's talk about a winter coat, whatever it is. The winter coat he wears outside with a pocket. Listen, the pocket is, you can't use the pocket for anything. Also, bad motion can stick your hands if it's cold. But al-kaponim, let's talk about a pocket that there's no use for it. But al-kaponim, we have the same lumbus, but it's a noy habegit. I mean, that's right. In Shabbos, I have no use for it. I can't carry it with it. But it's noy habegit. This beggar has pockets. I mean, if it wouldn't have pockets, it would. So I'd have a problem Sunday with this beggar. It's considered noy habegit. That's a dimyan to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Something, a second horror, I don't recall now if I found this, but I thought, so it comes out, if we will say, the whole heter from wearing a beggar with pockets, because it's not a beggar. What happens if I buy a new suit, and all the pockets are sewn together, so I get it, I have to open up the pockets. So the chayra, I thought, so now you have no heter to wear the beggar because these pockets are useless and they're, you're carrying. This is not a noya beggar at the present time, they're not usable. So could be, there should be a shayla of hitzah. But let's go further. Lahokal angadakal in brocha. Avon also. He should make a broch. I will also live by Ksusha Laila by Yoim Beloitzis. King Ksusha Yoim Belaila, Mishim Sophic. It's a Sophic. A Mikomba came. Fine. So Mamela, so that means if I put on a talus by night, I have to make sure to have tzitzis in it because according to the Rosh, it's Chayav Tzitzis. Mikomba came near it. Ashat ha-levesh talus ba-layla, and tzarech livdei katzitzis. Ashat ha-putan ha-talus ba-layla doesn't have to be breitek katzitzis, because he's not making a bracha, b'chlein ze'evad ha'inu chalismai ha'cheskoso she'mikvo. Gam ken, so what does he say? But according to the Rosh, gam ken li'epesh gam li'yem, v'fulu gam b'yuchel l'olah, v'chosh gam li'yem l'abad. Now, let us just finish the remark. V'acher tfilis alvitz, so now, acher tfilis alvitz, afa pi shedayin yoyim hu, ein l'borech olot. So now he says something very interesting. He says something very, very interesting, the Ramah. The Ramah is saying that, let's say, I daven mayrem efter plaga menchem. I daven mayrem efter plaga menchem. Gewalt it. So, it's mayrem. Now, but it's still yoyim. Now I want to put on a talus. I didn't wear a talus for some reason today. I got a hold of a talus. I want to put on a talus. So between you and me, so it's like this, it's a talus is a beggar sholayim. So according to the Rosh, I can say, I'll wear it now. Now, according to the Rambam, it's not Laila. It's not Laila. So between you and me, so we would say, so, please, you think that you can make a brocha now. Why not? Chaparai, make a brocha. Make a brocha. So the Tumas Hadeshon says, no. Since you daven Meirev, it has a locha of Laila, you daven Tumas Shel Arvitz. So if you daven Meirev, halachically, you gave it a din Laila. So you gave it a din Laila, so you can't make a broch anymore. So not only Laila is possible, but as man that has a din Laila is also possible. So grad, there's a murder kasha over here that I think Maginim is. That means if there would be a posit that said Laila is possible from tzitzis, so if the Magna is a din Laila, by us it says a reisa moisoi. It's not totally in Laila. It's totally, we'll see this later. Among the Abram, this is Benish Moshe, she can also make a bracha. Because Benish Moshe is still a Risa Moshe. The Ptur is not totally in Laila. It's totally in Riyah. So here, so good at Adam Meirin. So halachically, it's about the Kabbalah. Abba Kabbalah, what the Tchum is possession says, not like that. Ba'achat v'l'sahamu gamat afu b'shedayin yomin ha'morich olav. So below Yom HaKippurim, Yisatev by Yom V'yiborech Olav, and why do we don't have time to explain the Mishnah Berurah? This is very interesting. But upon him, the Ramah is saying, below Yom Kippur, we put on the talus, make sure to make the bracha before Yom, because if it's going to be after the Shkia already, you know, so then you're going to have problems. We have to be in Hashmoshes. Good job. Did they meet today? They were supposed to meet with the... supposed to open up the shoes. What was it? I think he met. Yeah, he met today, yeah? Did they know what happened before the meeting? The masking, yeah?